I had to ask the nationals. So the nationals get me enough land, 12 acres. So out of the 12 acres, I have planted 2 acres with the teak trees. The teak trees have grown beyond the roof level. I think after a year or two, they can be harvested.
What motivated you?
Well, when we came, I saw there, you see, a continuous destruction of trees, especially when people were struggling to get trees for fuel, firewood. Others were like the nationals, they felled them and the lumbering, getting timber out of them. So when I saw trees were getting a little bit problem, I thought it was necessary because we had always been encouraged by the NGOs and the government itself that if we could plant trees. Then I saw it that it was necessary for me to join that team of planting trees because I, for one, I know on one way or another, I contributed in destroying trees because I need firewood. I need construction material. All those kind of things I get from the trees. Now, why can't I also put the trees down if there are trees?
How many of these trees did you plant?
I think my trees now should be closing to 3,000. 3,000 pieces. Even that 12 acres, planted what we call live fence. Soon you'll see that place all with the trees around it because I wanted to make a live fence out of those sticks.
Someone may ask, probably maybe even a refugee settling there can easily say, one time I'm going to go back home and trees take long to grow. So didn't you think about one time leaving this place and your trees left unattended too?
Well, the land that is given to me, it is on an agreement term for 10 years. So 10 years, I've now lived for 4 years. I'm remaining with the 6 years, and I do not know when I'm going back. But of course, my prayer is that my country also becomes good, I go back. But all that one cannot stop me from doing any development in Uganda. To me, I look at it as a living legacy behind. Because those trees, one time, in a long time, it will be remembered that some refugee lived here and his name was so and so, and he planted these trees. So I have nothing to worry when I am doing my development.
What was at the back of your mind? What was your intention? Was it to have it as a conservation, or you thought it is for commercial?
I am a businessman, and whatever I do is geared towards benefit of in proceeds of money. I know a teak tree is a very durable tree, and it is a very expensive tree, and people like it so much, and it grows very fast, especially those who are doing roofing in the grass thatch houses. They are very good, and they really like them. So first thing was that if they grow and I'm here, I will get money out of them. And the way I'm looking at it, 2 years from now, if I'm still here, I'm going to harvest. So my first aim was money. But there are also other trees that I have planted. These trees are meant for firewood. Those also have planted them so that they can assist in my family and whoever wants to use firewood. And I'm encouraging everybody, at least a family should have at least 6 trees in the compound.
Where did you get the seedlings from?
Seedlings I got from some organizations, but they also have their own challenges. Most of the trees I buy them, each one was costing me 500 shilling compound.
The kind of challenges you...
I really do not have enough money for buying the seedlings. Otherwise, I would have planted now 6 acres now. Because my intention is to plant all that land. But the challenge is the expensiveness of the seedlings. And like when I rely on NGOs only, the challenge with the NGOs, they don't bring the seedlings in time. They normally bring them in September, and September is already dry season.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.